Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about the upcoming holiday, Veterans Day. When is it? What is it all about? And how are we celebrating this year?
This Tuesday, November 11th, we recognize Veterans Day by remembering the sacrifices these men and women made on behalf of our citizens and people around the world. Veterans Day, originally known as Armistice Day, first marked the one-year anniversary of the end of World War I on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month and sought to honor veterans of that World War. Armistice Day was declared a national holiday in 1938 to acknowledge world peace and then was renamed Veterans Day in 1954 to celebrate the contributions of veterans of all wars. I have the honor of speaking at the Kane Veterans Day dinner on Tuesday evening and would certainly encourage everyone to either seek out a community Veterans Day ceremony or simply be sure to thank the veterans you encounter. We need to thank them on Veterans Day and every day.
Speaking of thanking veterans, we have a bridge dedication coming up. I understand that you are going to be dedicating this to a soldier. What is this all about?
I'm looking forward to participating in a bridge dedication ceremony to dedicate a bridge carrying Route 346 over Willow Creek in Cordon Township, McKean County. The bridge is being designated the Private First Class Bruce A. Cobb Memorial Bridge, and Private First Class Cobb was killed in action in Vietnam. We've been working with the VFW Post 212 in Bradford and also the American Legion Post 108 in Bradford on this dedication ceremony. And the dedication is going to happen on Saturday, November 8th at 11 a.m. The bridge is located right beside the Cordon Township Volunteer Fire Department. Would certainly encourage folks who would like to attend to come out and remember Private First Class Bruce A. Cobb at this dedication ceremony.
Another thing that is going to be happening coming up this week, the Potter County Career Link is going to be having a Veterans Resource Fair. How does this help out our community?
Well, the Potter County Career Link is hosting a Veterans Resource Fair next week to help veterans with information about employment, benefits assistance, health care, community programs, and more. This is going to be held on Thursday, November 13th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Potter County Career Link location. It's located at 279 U.S. Route 6 in Countersport. In addition, my office is in the same building, so if we can be of any assistance, I would encourage folks to stop by my office. For more information on this particular event, you can contact the Potter County Career Link at 814-274-9330.
I understand also that there has recently been a change in the law, and this deals with protecting the custody rights of parents who are deployed. Can you tell us what's going on here?
This is a new law that deals with protecting custody rights of deployed military parents. And parents who are called to serve our country should never lose custody or visitation simply because they answered the call to duty. And that's why I was glad to vote in favor of this new law protecting parents' rights during military deployment. Act 40 of 2025 fixes the Pennsylvania child custody law by preventing any permanent modification of custody or visitation orders while a parent is deployed. And I think that that is something that's very important. The new law will take effect in late November.
And finally, Representative, I understand that the America 250 movement that has been unveiling Liberty Bells did so in your community. What's this all about?
Well, I recently participated in the ceremony to unveil the McKean County Liberty Bell. I had the opportunity to speak at the dedication ceremony along with McKean County Commissioner Tom Kreiner. I want to thank everyone who participated, the Color Guard, the American Legion, Bucktail Post 138 in Smithport, and certainly special thanks to the artist who designed the Liberty Bell here in McKean County, and that was Angela Cornelius from Mount Jewett. She did a great job with our Liberty Bell that's being displayed in the rotunda of the McKean County Courthouse. And finally, special thanks to First Energy for sponsoring the Liberty Bell here in McKean County. A great ceremony, all focusing on the 250th celebration that will come up next year.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.